Good morning. We are continuing to discuss the view of those who are lenient when it comes to going on to Har HaBayis. Yesterday we saw the view of Rav Gorin, that primarily on the southern side of the Temple Mount and also a little bit on the northern side, there is a basis to be lenient. Not only to be lenient, but he promotes it. He promotes going on, a mitzvah to go on. And we did go through the analysis of Rav Yosef Breiner, who was a Talmud of Merkas HaRav for many, many years. And he fully disagreed with Rav Gorin and various assumptions that Rav Gorin made. And today we're going to go on and discuss the view of Rav Yisrael Ariel, and also we'll go through Rav Yossi Breiner's disagreement with Rav Ariel. So Rav Yisrael Ariel, he's the head of what's called the Machon HaMikdash, promoting activities on the base of Mikdash. And he wrote a Sefer HaMikdash Oro Shel Olam, and there he discusses not only is it permitted, but it is incredibly worthwhile. It's a mitzvah to go on to Har HaBayis. Obviously, you have to go on correctly, and you have to be matar yourself, etc. But he says that indeed it's a mitzvah. And we're going to discuss two things that he discusses. We'll discuss two various points. And then, Emir Tzashem, we will talk about a third very important one next time. So when it comes to Rav Ariel, he says that we are relying on Rav Gorin, and Rav Gorin, he says, was in fact the gadol when it comes to issues of Kodshim and the Beis HaMikdash. If you look at all of the chief rabbis of Israel, Rav Gorin, and this is according to Rav Yisrael Ariel, he says Rav Gorin is the outstanding scholar when it comes to issues of Karbanos and the Makom HaMikdash. So that is indeed something that he posits, and Rav Yosef Breiner disagrees with that. He says that there were also other Gdolim who were in the Rabbanut HaRashit, of the chief rabbis of Israel, and to say that Rav Gorin was the standout is not showing proper kavod to the others. And in particular, he singles out Rav Shapiro, who was the Rav HaRashi after Rav Gorin, and he says that Rav Shapiro wrote extensively on the Inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash and Kodshim, and he was also an outstanding scholar. Now, just to add my two cents, the claim that Rav Gorin was an outstanding scholar in the Makom HaMikdash, true, great, absolutely, but to compare him only to the other chief rabbis, I don't see any validity in that, in the sense of why are we limiting our comparison to a small group of rabbis? We have to compare to all the other rabbanim in the great poskim in the world that have tremendous bikiyas in Ian in the Makom HaMikdash and Karbanos and Yanei Kodshim. For example, Rav Chaim Kanievsky has written extensively. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein also wrote extensively when it came to Kodshim issues, and it doesn't seem that this is a very good argument that we are going to rely on Rav Gorin because of the chief rabbis. He was the outstanding one, even if that's the case, which Rav Breiner said is debatable. But either way, it doesn't seem to matter, the fact that he was the chief rabbi who had the most knowledge, but we have so many other gedolim and poskim who have tremendous knowledge, and they are not being lenient when it comes to going on to Har HaBayis. So that's point number one we'll discuss. Point number two is that Rav Yisrael Ariel says that there are two major mitzvahs when it comes to going on to Har HaBayis. We'll discuss the first of them. He says that by going on to Har HaBayis, we are being mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that we are conquering and we're settling the land of Israel. And that's a tremendous mitzvah midoraisa, according to many, even today. So Rav Yosef Breiner responds as follows, very interesting response. He says that, how are you mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Question number one. So let's get into this. Does it mean that if you have one Jew that goes to live in a place in Eretz Yisrael far out, that he's mekayim the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael? Or is this a mitzvah that is on the tzibur, that when the tzibur does the mitzvah together, that's the kiyum of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but not that an individual does it? That's a question that he asks. And next question, he says, ha'im miskayim beklal chivu shel Har HaBayis, somebody simply going on to Har HaBayis, let's say 2,000 people going to Har HaBayis, but they're still individuals, that mean that you mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Kivush, conquering the land of Israel? So he says, fascinating, this is a very interesting point. He says that Rav Ariel, who's saying that we're mekayim the mitzvah when individuals go up to Har HaBayis, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he's actually adhering to the view of the Satmar Rav, who wrote in his Sefer Yoel Moshe that even according to the Ramban, who says that there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, what he means is that the mitzvah is for individuals. Individuals, they can be Mikayim, but when it comes to the Tzibur, the Kivush, the conquering of the land, doing it as a Tzibur, not only is that not the mitzvah, but it's usur nowadays until the Mashiach comes. So the Satmar Rav, he was saying that you cannot make aliyah in mass. That is not acceptable. It's usur, in fact, based on the Gemara, he makes the argument. And the mitzvah, even the Ramban would say individual can come up. So what it seems then is that Rav Yisrael Ariel, who says that you're becoming the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael by going on to Har Bais, he's agreeing with the Satmar Rav. Satmar Rav, that individuals can go on and do the mitzvah, but it's not a din in the tzibur. But in fact, many poskim disagree. And they are of the view that the mitzvah of Kivush Eretz Yisrael, conquering the land, and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah on the tzibur as a whole, but it's not that yechidim, individuals that go up to Har HaBayis, or Mekayim, the mitzvah of conquering the Har HaBayis. So a very interesting point here by Rav Breuner, that it turns out that Rav Yisrael Ariel is trying to make this argument that anyone who goes on to Har HaBayis is being kind of the mitzvah as an individual, but that's the view of the Satmar Rav, and obviously we don't want to be baskening like the Satmar Rav in this area. And in addition, he says that Rav Tzvi Yehuda HaKohen HaKuk, he says as follows, Savar Shema'achar Shesidre HaShilton Al Har HaBayis Nitunim B'yedeha Shel Memshelet Yisrael B'dei Tzahal, because the effective control of Har HaBayis is with the country of Israel. It's in the hands of the Tzava, of the army, even though the Waqf of the Arabs, they have certain controls as well. But fundamentally, we're in control of the Har HaBayis. Harei Shein Sorech Lichbosh, there's no longer necessary of individuals to be going on and to Kivush, conquering, and it's already been conquered. We conquered it in the Six-Day War, and we are in control of the Makom Mikdash and Har HaBayis. So Kivush is done, and the fact that individuals are going up there is neither here nor there. So he is of the view, Rav Breuner disagrees vehemently with Rav Yisrael Ariel. Rav Yisrael Ariel again was saying that somebody who goes on to Har HaBayis is Mikayim, the mitzvah of Kivush Haaretz, Yishuv Haaretz. And we see here that indeed the mitzvah is on the tzibur, not necessarily on the yechidim. And in addition, when it comes to the Makom HaMikdash, according to Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, it's already in our possession, so going on doesn't help further the mitzvah. The mitzvah has been niskayim. It's already been completed and continuing done because of the Makom HaMikdash being in the control of the state of Israel. And Amir Chassam, we will see another claim, another mitzvah that Rav Yisrael Ariel claims that somebody is mekayim by going up, and we will see if that has validity or not. Have a wonderful day.